Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Selling through difficulty. Well, if there was ever a time when we needed to know how to sell through a difficult situation, it would definitely be now. And one of the greatest quotes on selling through difficulty I heard came from a speaker at a sales meeting. I really wish I could remember his name, but there's been too many years and too many speakers in between. However, it was sound advice then and needs to be shared as it fits our situation right now. And it went like this. He was up there on stage and he said, you know, we were having a tough year in our business. I can't remember what was going on, but he says, you know, when everything is falling apart, nothing is going right and you want to quit. Remember, that's the job. When customers won't buy and seem to be constantly complaining, that's the job. Very profound if you think about it, how it relates to sales. I reworded this quote after that to, if it was easy, they would call it order entry. I know how frustrating it can be when customers don't see our value for what it is. However, that is why salespeople are hired, to navigate these difficulties and bring together a better business relationship for our customer. The fact that customers struggle to understand the total value or how to implement your products and services for their best outcome is a good thing. I can't tell you how many times I drove out of a farm driveway and thought to myself, can't that customer see that I'm trying to help them? When I felt this way, I found it helpful to rephrase that statement to, they really want to be my customer, but they just don't realize it yet. And when they are my customer, they will be glad they chose to become one. Don't misunderstand me. I like when things go right, when marketing programs work and product quality exceeds customer expectations and customer service is outstanding and compliments outnumber customer complaints. However, I also understand that when bad things happen, it's the salesperson's time to shine. This is when you step up and prove how valuable you are to your customer. Just keep remembering, when everything's falling apart, nothing is going right, and you want to quit, that's the job. More specifically, that's the job you were hired for. When coaching a salesperson, this is often the greatest revelation they can have. In their isolated world, they think everyone else is just out there selling with no problems whatsoever. At least not as bad as their problems. There is that moment in the coaching process that I always look forward to. It's the part where we are finally going to get to work. And by getting to work, I mean the heart of the sales coaching process. We start out with the niceties, you know, we shake hands, discuss commonalities and the big picture of their business. And then the person I'm working with will typically say, you know, I love it working here and I really like my manager and I couldn't be happier. But see, here's the problem. And then they go into all the problems it is about selling. Now we're getting somewhere. This is when we get to the part in the sales coaching conversation where the salesperson or sales manager says, see, Greg, here's the problem. They go on to tell me about how difficult it is to sell their products in this territory for this company with these competitors to these customers. And if I'm coaching a sales manager, it's how difficult it is to manage these salespeople in this geography for this company with this level of competition. And trust me, there is always a problem. I have yet to meet a salesperson or sales manager that didn't make one of these type of statements. The reasons for their problems might be external forces like customers and prospects, either not having enough prospects or the customer's financial strength or consolidation in the market or they're buying direct instead of going through distributors like themselves. It might be external forces like competition, either there's too much or they're unfair or they're practicing predatory pricing or whatever the case is. The other thing that I frequently will hear is, Greg, you don't understand, it's different here in and you fill in the blank, whatever place you want to say it is. I've been all over North America, and every time I hear the same thing. You just don't understand. It's not like it is everywhere else. It's different here in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, in Iowa, in Indiana, in Washington, in California, in Arizona. You name it, everybody feels like it's different wherever they are. Well, it might be macro external forces as well. There's politics and regulations and trade wars going on. The reasons for their problems might then also be internal forces. And the most common ones I run across are pricing and manager issues. A close third is customer service problems like administrative mistakes and product quality. We might have other internal forces at play here. Production facility location. In ag business, you know, we don't sometimes have the ability to truck our products very far, or else they price themselves out of the market. So there could be trucking costs, distribution channel issues, poor performing products or services. I had worked with one organization that sold their product everywhere. They sold it online, through dealers, through distributors, direct to the people who walked into their store. And you can imagine what a chaos that created for the salesperson that I was trying to coach. If you're in sales for 10 minutes, you will realize that someone somewhere has done something to make your job of selling more difficult. And here's the real kicker of it all. In the eyes of your customer, they don't care. They think it's your fault and you need to do something about it. Well, when this happens, these thoughts will go through your mind. You know, you'll be like, how can it be my fault the driver didn't deliver to the right farm? Or, I didn't personally create regulations that restrict our product's use. Why am I getting blamed? Or, so what if my company made $1.5 billion last quarter? I didn't, and neither did the local business unit that I work with. You know, that used to be an irritation. Customers would see that in the news that the company that I was working with made a lot of money, and they were angry about that. No need to spend a lot of time worrying about whether you're to blame for whatever happens. Instead, just own it. You met with them and sold them. Thus, you're responsible for putting the two businesses together. Accept it. Then get to the task of helping both your customer and your company navigate through it. To begin, ask yourself this one question. Can I affect a change in the situation? And if the answer is no, like in politics or international trade wars or the direction of grain prices on the board of trade, then work with your customer on how they react and plan during these difficulties. What options do they have with or without your products? You know, you go farm to farm all day long and hear how producers are coping with these difficulties. Bring this knowledge to your customers. Now, that question was, can I affect change? If the answer is yes, like with product quality or product distribution or customer service, then obviously you need to descend upon these issues and make them your top priority. One of the most critical components of selling through difficulty is communication. And I always want to err on the over-communicating side. When a customer reveals a problem, they want to first know that you heard them. So step one in communication is to acknowledge their issue in their words. You have to explain it to them in their own words to the point where they say, yep, you understand it. Once you both agree you understand their problem, then begin the process of understanding internally within your company what is going on and why it happened or how it happened. When doing this, don't make the mistake of waiting to communicate with your customer until you have 100% of it figured out. I've seen this. Get back to your customer frequently and routinely communicate to give the customer something to rely on. During a crisis, it's typically chaotic. You can provide stability by letting them know when you will communicate with them, even if you have nothing new to add. Well, as you sit isolated in your home office today and receive yet another complaint or have a competitor step up their offering, just keep one thought in mind. That's why you were hired. That's the job. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional you can be. You can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and other training opportunities on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.